your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Across the area, mostly sunny skies, lower 60s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tonight, clear, 46 with wind gusts at 30. For tomorrow, sunny, breezy in the mid-70s with wind gusts as high as 30. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies, mid-30s, and Sunday, a blend of clouds and sun. We'll see highs in the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 54.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The American Farm Bureau announcing it will hold its annual convention online come January. Correspondent Michael Clement shares what attendees can expect from this virtual experience.
The American Farm Bureau Virtual Annual Convention will be held January 10th through the 13th, 2021. AFBF Executive Vice President Dale Moore says, amid the COVID-19 pandemic, the top priority is the safety of attendees.
We had been anticipating that this was a possibility, and when the convention center in San Diego announced that they were going to be closed through the end of January, that pretty much made a decision for us. What it has given us is the opportunity to take a whole other approach to our annual meeting and to our convention.
Moore says a virtual event allows attendees to take in all the convention has to offer.
One of the reoccurring requests for improvement, if you will, come from our members who say there were so many workshops I wanted to attend, but they were occurring kind of at the same time. I really would like to be able to attend more workshops. They're going to be recorded. They're going to be featured in different ways. You will be able to tune in when it works for you. Same thing for our keynote speakers.
The event will bring home American Farm Bureau convention favorites, including the Ag Innovation Challenge and the Farm Dog of the Year contest, among others. Moore says the theme, Stronger Together, highlights the industry's hard work and dedication during the pandemic.
We're talking about the farming and ranching. We're talking about advocating on behalf of agriculture, working with non-traditional partners, all of those kinds of new opportunities, being able to share those highlights, some of the great things that our staff team, our state staff teams, our state leaders all across the country, not to mention our grassroots members are participating in.
Registration is free and will open later this year. Find more information at fb.org/events. Michael Clements reporting.
Find more ag information online anytime, agview.net. Reliable and relevant. We're agview.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday, 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know. They'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, Governor Laura Kelly signed the executive order for a high-speed broadband across rural parts of the state of Kansas to allow internet access. And U.S. Senator Jerry Moran commented on the benefits it's going to have for the rural communities and the agriculture communities.
We know for Kansas's future that broadband, access to the internet, high speed has a huge consequence. We know there's a lot of work left to be done. Make sure that we all roll up our sleeves and get this accomplished. It matters for our schools, our libraries. Who's not interested in making the law, but is interested in interpreting the law to the best of his or her ability as to what was intended, what the words say. And she impressed me in her testimony.
The senator says that he does expect a full Senate vote on Judge Barrett's nomination before the end of the month. Mid-American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Come one, come all, to the greatest sale on earth. It's Rusty at Ford's three rings of savings on over 400 new Fords in stock. First, featuring our powerful and rugged 2020 trucks, Super Duties, F-150s, and Rangers. Or get 2020 Ford Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, and more with up to $14,000 off MSRP at Rusty at Ford's greatest sale on earth. And finally, get top dollar for your trade. We're not talking peanuts here. We'll give you much more than you thought possible on anything you want to bring in on trade. Don't wait. It's the greatest sale on earth. And it's going on right now. Only at Rusty at Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyAtFord.com. Offers valid on selected stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2020 Ford Expedition XLT stock 2T0464. MSRP 60,980. Rusty at discount 5,000. Alternative factory cash rebate 9,000. Sale price 46,980. Not qualified. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers expire October 31st. 720.
The Republican state treasurer and Democratic Topeka mayor who are running for an open seat in Kansas's second congressional district clashed over police reform and racial justice in a debate. Jake LaTurner, the state's treasurer, was on track for much of the 30-minute debate televised by KSN in Topeka. The Kansas City Star reports that he accused Michelle Delilah, Topeka's first Latina mayor, of holding radical beliefs such as defunding police. Delilah says she's, quote, not supporting defunding the police and called a LaTurner ad that suggested she was actively doing so in Topeka distasteful and full of lies. In other news, a virtual diversity event at Kansas State University was flooded with racist comments after a white student who caused an uproar earlier this year with a racist tweet about George Floyd shared a link to the Zoom call with his followers. The Manhattan Mercury reports that the executive board of KSU Young Democrats blamed followers of Jaden McNeil for disrupting Tuesday's KSU Night event in a tweet and demanded that he be expelled. They say the disruption was so severe that the moderators had to disable the chat function for participants. Mid-America Network News.
As I look back over the past year, I've seen many neighbors and friends who have passed through our doors, and I want to make sure you know how important you are to us. We thank you for your business and look forward to serving you in the future. We'll continue to shop the many different insurance companies to find you the best deal for your home, farm, equipment, vehicles, crops, and business. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Again, thanks for your business.
Why he has been so critical of a president in his own party. Sass is running for a second term in Nebraska, traditionally a red state. He criticized Trump's handling of the coronavirus pandemic and said Trump's family has treated the presidency like a business opportunity. The state of Nebraska reported nearly 1,000 new cases of the coronavirus yesterday. Doctors in rural areas are expressing concern about the high rate of infection across the state. Nebraska's positivity rate ranked the sixth highest among the states on Wednesday. Dr. Rebecca Steinke is a medical director at the Central District Health Department in Grand Island. She says virus cases in the area have been rising the past few days. Mid-America Network News.
Come one, come all, to the greatest sale on earth. It's Rusty at Ford's three rings of savings on over 400 new Fords in stock. First, featuring our powerful and rugged 2020 trucks, Super Duties, F-150s, and Rangers. Or get 2020 Ford Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, and more with up to $14,000 off MSRP at Rusty at Ford's greatest sale on earth. And finally, get top dollar for your trade. We're not talking peanuts here. We'll give you much more than you thought possible on anything you want to bring in on trade. Don't wait. It's the greatest sale on earth. And it's going on right now. Only at Rusty at Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyAtFord.com. Offers valid on selected stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Excel the 2020 Ford Expedition XLT stock 2K0464. MSRP 60,980. Rusty at discount 5,000. Alternative factory cash rebate 9,000. Sale price 46,980. Level of qualifying. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers expire October 31st, 2020.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. USD 108, Washington County had a high school student test positive and is quarantined until October 15th. The Friday night football game at Clifton Clyde has been canceled, as well as next week's game versus Valley Falls. Homecoming activities next week will be reorganized in some fashion. Students and staff that may have been affected are being notified by the health department. USD 108 was already dismissed Friday and again Monday. They will clean and sanitize facilities. Students and staff that are quarantined will be able to return to school Tuesday, October 27. As a result of the cancellation, the KNDY Friday night football broadcast with Washington County will be changed to Valley Heights at Jackson Heights. Southern Public Schools at Wymore will not be in session Friday, so custodial staff can disinfect all buildings after a positive test for COVID forced cancellation of their scheduled Thursday night football game. Sports and other extracurricular activities are canceled through next week. However, classes will resume Monday. Valley Heights was contacted Thursday by the Republic County Health Department instructing junior high football players to enter quarantine until October 23rd. The junior high football team played against Republic County last Thursday, 2 days prior to the onset of symptoms of the two positive cases, which is within the contagious window. Although parents and siblings are not required to quarantine, they do ask you contact the Marshall County Health Department if anyone exhibits symptoms of COVID-19. Some 175 bicycle riders from multiple states will take part in the Pony Express Gravel Dash Saturday in Marysville. The event is annually held in September, but was postponed this year to avoid conflict with another race in Emporia. They will be joined by some 150 runners in the Pony Express Half Marathon and 5K, with departure set at 7:30 and 8 a.m. respectively from the historic Union Pacific Depot in Marysville, northbound on the Blue River Rail Trail. Cyclists will begin returning to the depot shortly before noon and continuing. A kickoff meeting is Friday evening and will include a benefits spaghetti feed at the historic depot from 5 until 7, which is open to the public. A recently completed archive of railroad history will be on display at the depot Friday evening and again throughout the day Saturday. Anita Carlotte Welch explains.
We're so excited that the Gravel Dash is located at the depot this year. They'll be starting right out in front. On Friday night, we'll be having a big spaghetti feed here, and we'd love for you to come by. We'll be having tables set 6 foot apart, inside and outside. It should be a great day, and also it's kind of the opening of our archives room, which we're really excited for people to come and walk through.
The archives are a recent addition and highlight railroad history.
In the archives room, we really start with the beginning of the Union Pacific Railroad and the Transcontinental Railroad Gold Spike event. We go into the railroad coming to Kansas. In fact, the first railroad that was created for Kansas was called the Elwood and Marysville Railroad, though it never made it to Marysville. At least our name was in the very first railroad. Then we go on and we talk about the depot and how important it has been to Marysville. And then we move into things like how important time is to the railroad, and it's just a very interesting display.
Edwin A. Bikeman, age 84, of Lynn, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. Zion Lutheran Church, Lynn. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 2 until 8 p.m. at the Ward Funeral Home of Lynn, in charge of arrangements for Edwin Bikeman. Lola L. Danielson, age 84, of Randolph, passed away April 20th. Memorial service Saturday, 11 a.m. at St. Mark's Lutheran Church, Waterville. Terry Christie Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Lola Danielson. Arthur D. Art Pearson, age 70, of Blue Rapids, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 2 p.m. at the Terry Christie Funeral Home. Burial in the Fairmont Cemetery, Blue Rapids. Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville in charge of arrangements for Art Pearson.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gifts that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
People like all different kinds of cars, but there's one thing everyone wants in a car, quality. Same thing's true with your car loan, new or used, buy or lease. You want quality in your car and in your car loan.
For a quality car loan, you know who to turn to. With great rates and personal service, shop like a cash customer with a quality car loan from us. Citizen State Bank of Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Quality banking since 1907. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. That cold front went through the area yesterday. We have this upper-level trough, a deep one, plunging all the way into the southern parts of the United States, bringing us some cool temperatures. It looks like we'll see dry weather as we head through this Friday with temperatures in the lower 60s. We'll see a nice warm-up for tomorrow as we'll see wind shift out of the south-southwest before a low-pressure system moves across the central and upper parts of the Midwest, bringing some areas of chance chance for some rain showers, some clouds, but we're definitely going to see much cooler temperatures as we head into Sunday. Into the early parts of next week, highs in the Midwest only in the 40s and 50s. So across the area, sunny skies, lower 60s, wind gust at 20. Tonight, clear, breezy, 46, wind gust at 30. For tomorrow, sunny, breezy, we'll see highs around 75, and Sunday, partly sunny in the upper 40s. That's a look at your local forecast. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Average high temperature mid-October, 68, recent record high 83 in 2016. The average low 44. Recent record low of 31 from 2001 matched overnight. Sunrise in the morning at 7:38. Sunset this evening at 6:44.
Mushroom season is here, and we've got the latest on the great mushroom debate. To wash or not? More on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans, you'll find affordable Medicare supplement coverage that helps cover certain out-of-pocket expenses Medicare doesn't cover. We encourage you to compare our rates. Contact a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you or visit kfbhealthplans.com. Medicare supplements insured by Members Health Insurance Company, Columbia, Tennessee. Not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. or state government.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes, and arthritis. A European doctor has uncovered a miracle breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. The details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or pay for pricey supplements month after month. Get information instantly with a powerful ebook revealing this new two-minute ritual. Just go to meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, October 16th, the 290th day of the year. Musician Bob Weir has a birthday, and dictionary creator Noah Webster was born on this day in 1758. Whether mushrooms should be washed before eating is one of the more debated topics in modern cooking. No one denies that drier is always best when it comes to mushrooms, but what about the grit and dirt? First off, commercially produced mushrooms are grown in peat moss, which has been pasteurized. Washing is not usually necessary or recommended. Mushrooms picked in the wild will need some cleaning. Dusting with a dry cloth is usually adequate. If you must soak or rinse the mushrooms, drying in a salad spinner is a good way to remove most of the water content. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Friday. The Kansas City Chiefs have signed running back Le'Veon Bell 2 days after he was released by the New York Jets. The move adds another potential dynamic offensive player to an offense that already features Patrick Mahomes, Tyreek Hill, and Travis Kelce. Bell was cut by the Jets after a disappointing tenure in New York that lasted less than two full seasons. He and coach Adam Gase appeared not to mesh since the running back signed a four-year $52.5 million contract with $35 million guaranteed last year as a free agent. COVID-19 packing a punch in college football this week. Alabama coach Nick Saban tested positive and won't be on the sideline for his team's game against Georgia. Five games, three involving top 10 teams, have been postponed. The intrusion of COVID has added a challenging backdrop for the college football season. I'm Rick Averett, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Come one, come all, to the greatest sale on earth. It's Rusty at Ford's three rings of savings on over 400 new Fords in stock. First, featuring our powerful and rugged 2020 trucks, Super Duties, F-150s, and Rangers. Or get 2020 Ford Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, and more with up to $14,000 off MSRP at Rusty at Ford's greatest sale on earth. And finally, get top dollar for your trade. We're not talking peanuts here. We'll give you much more than you thought possible on anything you want to bring in on trade. ride. Don't wait. It's the greatest sale on earth. And it's going on right now. Only at Rusty at Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyAtFord.com. Offer sale on selected stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2024 Expedition XLT stock 220464. MSRP 60,980. Rusty at discount 5,000. Alternative factory cash rebate 9,000. Sale price 46,980. Not all qualifying. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers expire October 31st, 2020.
Sad news from the NFL Hall of Fame this morning as fearsome NFL pass rusher Fred Dean has died. The Pro Football Hall of Fame says the former San Francisco 49ers star died Wednesday night at the age of 68. Ex-teammate Dwight Hicks says Dean was hospitalized last week with the coronavirus and had been on a ventilator. Former Florida State football coach Bobby Bowden has been released from a hospital after being treated for COVID-19. A family friend says the 90-year-old College Hall of Famer was back at home after a week-long stay at Tallahassee Memorial Healthcare. He had been hospitalized October 6th. On the football docket for this weekend, K-State with a bye week this weekend. The KU Jayhawks and West Virginia Mountaineers will kick it off at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. And in Chiefs Nation, they'll play the Buffalo Bills, that game to take place Monday with a 4 p.m. kickoff. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Rick Everett. Have a great weekend.
Marysville High School freshman Shay Kramer will take part in the state tennis tournament at Wichita beginning Friday. She won the consolation at the 1-2-3A regional at Phillipsburg last weekend, going 3-1 in singles. Kramer is 19-12 on the season. Marysville High School cross-country teams ran in the North Central Kansas League meet Thursday, with freshman Silas Miller winning the boys' division. He recently established a new school record at MHS. Miller is joined by Ryan Stoddy, Brent O'Neill, Taylor Meyer, and Lauren Roberts, finishing in the top 15. MHS girls finish runner-up, and the boys finish third. The teams move on to regionals at Leonardville next Saturday. In Thursday night football, Diller Odell fell at Falls City Sacred Heart 52-6, while the Southern High game was canceled due to COVID. In a short slate of Friday night football, the Marysville Bulldogs kick off at Clay Center. Head coach Dustin Hoyer comments on a 2-0 start in district play for his team.
You know, every game's going to be different. And looking through our district, a lot of the games that are still remaining are kind of set up to leave it open and a little bit wild, maybe, as far as who's going to qualify and who's going to host the first round and get the top two seeds and things like that. So what I'm hoping is that our kids are going to see the things that we've done the last couple of weeks and try to build on those. We've really been working on trying to raise our standard with every practice and every Friday night. And the kids have responded to that well. And hopefully we can continue that. I think a win would put us in a great position.
Additional comments from Dustin Hoyer on the Coach's Corner this evening following sports and again on our pregame show ahead of tonight's broadcast live on KNDY, AM 1570, FM 94.1. Frankfort remains in quarantine and is joined by Washington County with Friday games canceled. Hanover had Lynn on the schedule, who did not field a team. Axtell scheduled to kick off at Wetmore, Centralia's at Wimonsee. And in our Friday feature game, Valley Heights travels to Jackson Heights, live on KNDY FM 95.5. Mustang coach Tony Trimble talks of the Cobras, who ended the Valley Heights season the past 2 years.
I think our kids are a little hungry to go play them. It's going to be an exciting game, I think, and we've had some good games with Jackson Heights the last several years, and in fact, they've ended our season the last 2 years.
Friday football, what's left of it. Marysville at Clay Center, North Central Kansas League and district action. Live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Valley Heights at Jackson Heights. Now our feature game on FM 95.5. As Washington County at Clifton Clyde was canceled due to COVID issues. The Frankfort game also canceled due to COVID. Hanover was to play at Lynn. Lynn doesn't have numbers, so that one is canceled. Axtell is at Wetmore and Centralia at Linden.
Whether you're planting your first vegetable garden or looking to add a bit of pizzazz to your landscape, I'd like to help. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Visit melindamyers.com. You'll find my gardening tips, videos, audio segments, and the Ask Melinda section with my answers to your frequently asked questions. Plus, check out the plant profiles and planting guides for help selecting the right plant for your growing conditions and garden design. Have fun and be successful in your garden. Visit MelindaMyers.com. Clear some space, prepare the soil, and plant some shallots this fall. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Shallots are relatives of onions and have a milder onion or even garlic flavor depending on the variety. They can be planted in fall in all but the coldest areas. And even those planting in fall may want to double their harvest with the spring planting as well. Grow shallots in full sun and well-drained soil for best results. Shallots will rot in poorly drained wet soil. Plant the individual small shallot bulbs 6 inches apart. Set them in the ground with the pointed side up and just the tip sticking out of the ground. Some gardeners cover new plantings with 6 inches of mulch. Others don't mulch, concerned the soil will stay too wet and the bulbs rot. Base your decision to mulch on soil type and weather conditions. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
Little remains of the town of Florida, Missouri. Or, depending on how you view history, a lot remains of Florida, Missouri. From while the town is gone, it was here that many of the most famous books in the nation got their start. The story is this edition of The American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on The American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA home loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA home loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
As John Huffman will tell you, there are a couple of things that make the ghost town of Florida, Missouri famous.
One was the birth of Samuel Clemens in 1835. He was born in the town of Florida. At that time, there were about 100 people living there. During the Civil War, it became famous again as the first headquarters for Ulysses S. Grant.
The Mark Twain Birthplace State Historic Site is the place where on November 30th, 1835, Samuel Clemens, also known as Mark Twain, was born. His family moved to nearby Hannibal before he was five. Once he left northeast Missouri, though, he never returned to his birth town of Florida, although he did make it back to Hannibal 30 miles to the east. The place, though, held fond memories for him.
He wrote in his autobiography some very poetic, very beautiful language describing his memories of Florida and of his Uncle Quarles' farm and things like that. Probably some of the prettiest languages in describing some place that you'll ever read.
Today, most Americans know the writer by his name, Mark Twain. Although little remains of the town of Florida, there's much at the site that speaks of the famous man who began life here.
We have the original manuscript of Tom Sawyer. This is the manuscript from which it was first printed in England. We also have his carriage, and we have about six, seven pieces of furniture that he had in his Hartford home. Very nice pieces.
Plus many other personal items of the famous author, chief of which is the actual birthplace home itself. Traveling the countryside in Florida, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a public auction of collectibles, hardware, and household items for Harold and Mary Brokamp Saturday, October 17th, beginning at 10 a.m. in Corning at the former General Store and Corn Crib Cafe. A number of collectible items include an oak icebox with electric compressor, platform scale, national cash register, oak harvest table, 3 and 5 drawer dressers, lots of advertising items, metal signs, a few neon signs, framed pictures, and a few older prints, plus many other collectibles. Household items include a ceramic top, electric stove, electric dryer, pellet stove, microwaves. Hardware items include new hand tools, over 40 pocket knives, over 100 pair of leather gloves, gift bags, and miscellaneous. This public auction of collectibles, hardware, and household items for Harold and Mary Brokamp will be held Saturday, October 17th, 10 a.m. in Corning at the former General Store and Corn Crib Cafe. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
Small-scale pig farmers in niche markets often find challenges in raising piglets outdoors. I'm Jody Henke. Those are cold weather and finding alternatives to the farrowing crate as they're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
Farmers raising pigs for niche markets are sometimes prohibited from using farrowing crates. The crates prevent the 450-pound sow from lying on her 5-pound piglets. Consumers are also expecting pork production year-round. It can be tough for new and small producers to farrow pigs without losing a lot of piglets, especially during the winter months. Jay Harmon is an Extension Livestock Housing Specialist at Iowa State University. He says Pete Lammers, a former PhD student at ISU, came up with the idea of using yurts, or round insulated tents, as a modular alternative. The researchers experimented with 2 farrowings in the summer and 2 farrowings in the winter. The challenge was to create a sustainable environment where both the piglets and the sow had their needs met.
They just used heat lamps and kind of a protected area so the pigs could get in that area with some bedding and get a little protection from the sow so she couldn't lay on them. Really, the only energy expenditure was the heat lamps that they used, but there's vents that they open to make sure they don't accumulate moisture and let a little fresh air flow, but yet try to keep it somewhat warm.
Harmon says they found that the purchased yurts were too expensive to be practical. However, a farmer could build a more economical version from recycled, locally sourced materials.
I don't think the secret is the building itself, what it looks like. I think the secret is that in cool weather, if you provide a good environment for the piglets and protect them from the sow a little bit with a bumper or something, you can save more pigs than you might just in an open pen with no protection.
Learn more about farrowing alternatives on small farms at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Drop of rain that falls, a flower grows. I believe that somewhere in the darkest night, a candle glows. I believe for everyone who goes astray, someone will come to show the way. the storm, the smallest prayer will still be heard. I believe that someone in the great somewhere hears every word.
Eaten ice cream right out of the carton. My favorite is mint chocolate chip. Hi, this is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. You know, there's nothing better than digging right into that cool, creamy treat. It satisfies my sweet tooth. But here's the thing with eating ice cream that way. It is easy to eat too much. Before you know it, one more bite, well, it's turned into three. It's tough to stop, even when you've had enough. And life is like that, too. You crave things you don't need. One thing that works for me to curb the cravings is to ask this question before I buy something. Is this a need or a want? And once in a while, it's okay to splurge. But if you do it a lot, you run the risk of not being able to buy the things you really need. So enjoy that ice cream. But know when you've had enough. This approach to life will help you be more confident, content, and generous. I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive.
A Central Utah community college takes agricultural education seriously. That's ahead on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Right around 2011, Ag instructor Jay Olson met with his dean and with the president of Snow College in Ephraim, Utah, to talk about revitalizing the ag education offerings there.
There was a perception and a feeling that agriculture was kind of a dwindling business, that there weren't a lot of opportunities. But having worked for the previous 10 to 12 years doing farm business management throughout central Utah, and growing up in agriculture, I knew there were all kinds of opportunities out there if we just could expose students to the agribusiness side of agriculture.
Olson says at that time, Snow, which is a two-year community college, had only about a dozen students majoring in agriculture. After switching the program to an agribusiness focus, he says, about 150 students are now in the ag program.
It's not just being the farmer or being the cowboy, but there are all kinds of career opportunities in agriculture. When we look at the business side, the finance side, the supply side of agriculture.
Olson says the school created what he calls pathways from high school to Snow College's ag program and from Snow to four-year colleges to continue their education. The college also offers farm business management training for working farmers and ranchers in the state. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Good Friday. Sam Speck with your latest ag news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. USDA's Rod Bain explains eligible producers have from now until March 15th to make elections and enroll in either of USDA's Farm Bill Safety Net programs for the 2021 crop year.
This week opened the 2021 crop year period for enrollment and election by eligible crop producers under USDA's Agricultural Risk Coverage and Price Loss Coverage programs. As Farm Service Agency Administrator Richard Fordyce explains,
producers have the options to change those enrollment for the crop year of 2021.
The first time producers can switch their ARC or PLC elections since the program was first available under the 2014 Farm Bill. Fordyce says, in fact, producers will have the option to switch elections every crop year for the remainder of the 2018 Farm Bill. Producers will have until the March 15th enrollment deadline to switch elections or default their election to the previous choice of ARC or PLC. More details about ARC PLC and the current enrollment period are available through local Farm Service Agency offices or online at www.fsa.usda.gov by clicking the Program and Services tab, then ARC PLC Program.
In other news, the Department of Agriculture is issuing $1.68 billion in payments to agricultural producers and landowners for the 21.9 million acres enrolled in the Conservation Reserve Program. Announced yesterday, the payments provide annual rental payment for land devoted to conservation purposes. Farm Service Agency Administrator Richard Fordyce says CRP is one of the many tools that USDA offers to producers and private landowners to help best manage sensitive lands. Through CRP, farmers and ranchers establish long-term resource-conserving plant species, such as approved grasses or trees, to control soil erosion, improve water quality, and enhance wildlife habitat on cropland. Farmers and ranchers who participate in CRP help provide numerous benefits to the nation's environment and economy. Sam Speck with your latest Mid-America Ag Network news.
Come one, come all, to the greatest sale on earth. It's Rusty at Ford's three rings of savings on over 400 new Fords in stock. First, featuring our powerful and rugged 2020 trucks, Super Duties, F-150s, and Rangers. Or get 2020 Ford Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, and more with up to $14,000 off MSRP at Rusty at Ford's greatest sale on earth. And finally, get top dollar for your trade. We're not talking peanuts here. We'll give you much more than you thought possible on anything you want to bring in on trade. Don't wait. It's the greatest sale on earth. And it's going on right now, only at Rusty at Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyAtFord.com. Offer selling on selected stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2020 Ford Expedition XLT stock QT0464. MSRP 60,980. Rusty at discount 5,000. Alternative factory cash rebate 9,000. Sale price 46,980. Not all qualified. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers expire.
New Frontier Ag and McCook, Nebraska is Western Nebraska's stocking land roller dealer. You've read about them. Rolling your ground before planting can give you 3 to 5 bushel yield bump in soybeans. They can also be used to smooth alfalfa ground that the gophers are messing with. Rolling corn stalks after harvest is also a very successful operation you can do with a land roller. New Frontier Ag carries the Summers brand of land rollers and has them in sizes from 20 to 60 feet. Call New Frontier Ag 308-340-8989 for your land roller needs. This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. American Farm Bureau officials says China Phase 1 deal has increased U.S. sales of some ag commodities to China well above pre-trade war levels. Trade advisor Dave Salmonson concedes China was still behind pace at $11 billion in buys of U.S. ag goods through August versus the $36 billion-plus commitment for the first year of the two-year Phase 1 trade deal. Now, possible record corn and soybean buys, renewed pork purchases, helping lift U.S. ag sales to China above those before the U.S. trade war with Beijing.
Soybean sales overall are about 160% higher than they were at this time back in 2017 and 2018. Soybean export sales are the second highest in history, with nearly 20% of our sales going to China.
China ramped up its buys of American grain in recent weeks, sparking hope that Beijing will try to meet the Phase 1 commitments. Salmonson says in the meantime, the purchases are boosting U.S. commodity prices.
We've seen prices move up for soybeans and for corn, both on exports and on some other things about lower stocks and all that, but certainly exports to China. And these really markedly increased purchases moving into this fall have been a real good support for commodity prices.
China has also agreed to and is implementing import standard agreements in Phase 1. Salmonson says over the long term, that'll make China a better and more accessible market for U.S. farm goods. You can find more agriculture information online anytime at agview.net. Reliable and relevant. We're AgView.net.